Good morning. This shiur is going to be aired on the 37th day of the Omer, and we are looking at Chai Adam Klal Hei, and we're looking at Siman Yud Beis. So we spoke about the last 2 days about the lacha being mafsik bedibur. Comes the Chai Adam and he says, "This is all talking about when he spoke." If a person interrupted the bracha, paused in the middle of the bracha by being quiet, let's say he did so because the place, he realized the place became not clean. So he found that there's a reason why he's forced to stop, that there was something which was unclean to the point that halacha would require him to stop what he's doing. So even though it wasn't there when he started the bracha, so the first part of the bracha was said in a clean place. So now there's a pause in the middle of the bracha. So is the pause in the middle of the bracha considered a problem? We'll talk about a pause between the chila and the bracha and the chila afterwards. Right, we're talking about a case where a person paused in the middle of the bracha. He says, "Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu." All of a sudden, a child walks over, and the child has a dirty diaper, and it smells, and he realizes that he cannot leave the child because the child will get all upset. So he's basically has a child standing next to him, and he's pausing in the bracha till the child calms down, and the child, somebody else can take the child away. So, meanwhile, he's pausing in the middle of the bracha. So if the pause was the equivalent of the time it takes to say the whole bracha from beginning to end. Let's say a person says a bracha, and the bracha takes him about 10 seconds to say, "Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz." So it takes him about 8 to 10 seconds to say the bracha. So if he paused during the bracha, the time it takes to say the whole bracha, he pauses in the middle of the bracha for 10 seconds. So now the first half of the bracha and the second half of the bracha are not considered one, and he's not yotzei the bracha. Then he has to start over again from the beginning of the bracha. And this is decided by each person. This is a personalized halacha, that the time it takes each individual to make the bracha, that's the time which is considered a hefsek for them. So Reuven davens very slowly, and he says his brachas with great kavana, and his average bracha takes him 20 seconds to say. He says, "Baruch." He pauses, and he says, "Atah." And that's how he says a bracha. So for him, he has 20 seconds not to be considered a hefsek in his bracha. If Shimon, on the other hand, his brachas take 3 seconds long, so he has 3 seconds that should not be considered a hefsek. So each person is defined by how he says his tefillah. So then, so this is all talking about a case where he paused in the middle of the bracha. He did not speak, he just paused. But it was due to being forced upon him. It's called he paused due to an earnest. The situation did not allow him to continue. So that's the situation, then it's considered a hefsek, because that's something which is not the person deciding to pause or not to pause, which sometimes we pause for a moment, is being forced upon him from the outside. That's clearly a distinct pause, and he will lose the bracha if he waits too long. Alan Shosek Birotzen, okay, if a person decided to pause, not because there was anything forcing him to pause. I feel like was earnest acher. It wasn't an halachic earnest which prevented him from saying the bracha. But a fellow walked in and started, yelling at him and threatening him, so he couldn't continue making the bracha. He was in a situation which he had to deal with. So he didn't say anything. He just paused for a moment to figure out what to do. But it's not a pause which is due to the bracha. It's a pause due to something from the outside. So feel a shock at a ligmer, kula in tzarech lachzor l'rosh. Over there, even the person paused the time it takes to say the whole bracha, he does not need to go back. So we differentiate in halacha between a pause due to einus and a pause due to rotzen. Din zeshav l'gam l'kriyah shema chutz mitvila she's bar l'kamam din abaklal chafei simen yud. So a kriyah shema as well, if the person would have to pause in the middle of kriyah shema, and he would pause the time it takes to complete the whole bracha, so we'd have to go back to the beginning. So we'll actually the halacha is a little bit more, to be more clear about that, if a person's holding in the middle of any one of the brichos kriyah shema, there are 3 brichos kriyah shema in the morning, The first one is a very long bracha, the bracha of Yetzer Or, very Choshek, which ends Yetzer Hamarois. Avarabo ends Habacher Mamiso Be'avo, and then Emes V'yatzi, which ends with Goal Yisrael. So a person's holding the end in the middle of any one of the three brachas, in the middle of any one of the three brachas, so then the time which we calculate he has to be considered a pause, again, a pause only if it's due to an oinus, Mishabura Paskins, if a time it takes to say the whole Berachos Kriya Shema and Shema from beginning to end. So we normally takes him 7-8 minutes to say all Berachos Kriya Shema, so he has 7-8 minutes to be considered a halachic pause, otherwise it's not a problem. So in the middle of the baby, the person's saying brachas, and the baby has a dirty diaper, and he pauses, and he actually cleans the diaper, cleans the child, as long as it doesn't take him 7-8 minutes, so he could not daven during that time, it's not considered a problem. If a person paused berotzen, even if it's longer, if a person paused in Kriya Shema itself, so then we calculate based on not all the brachas Kriya Shema, but just on Kriya Shema alone. So it takes him 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to say Kriya Shema, so that would be the time of pause that we calculate for Kriya Shema itself. One last point, if a person pauses between the first and second bracha, he said bracha to Hashem Yetzer HaMarois, or between the second bracha and Shema, he said HaBachar B'Mesel Be'ahavo, and before he said Shema, he paused. So those two situations, he does not go back to the beginning, since he already completed a full bracha. In that situation, he just picks up from where he paused. Have a good morning.